Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts on the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein, and today we're here with Ran Karup. Ran, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do at Intel?
Sure. I am a product marketing engineer with the EPSD storage systems, and I actually manage product marketing for entry-level storage systems. And by that, we mean systems that go into the consumer space, into small office, home office, and some levels of the small business, medium business market.
We don't typically equate Intel with storage systems.
Good point. Intel is not really well known or associated with storage.
Can you tell us a little bit about the background of Intel's interest in storage and the scope of involvement?
We've actually been supplying building blocks to the industry for years, with our RAID cards and also with our silicon. The group that I'm with actually came into existence about 4 years ago, and we've been building what we call white box solutions that let our customers take it and put their brand on it and sell it under their own names.
Interesting. So if I've got some storage in my data center, it could actually be manufactured by Intel.
Exactly. In fact, if it was a white box system from us, we've done all the manufacturing. The only thing the customer had to do was perhaps customize the bezel and the case and put their logo on it.
So an unknown industry effort from Intel. We're shedding some light on that today. Can you tell me a little bit about the products that you produce?
A couple of years ago, we had released a reference design to the market for entry-level storage systems in recognition of market trends that were indicating that users were getting increasing amounts of data, especially in the small business space, and were not sure of how to manage that data. And the idea in a solution like ours was to be able to let them centralize and store their data securely and not worry about losing their data and going out of business.
And what are the primary drivers for the increased quantity of data in a small business environment?
So in small business, it's been driven a lot by regulation, by simply the amount of data being, increased, the amount they deal with, customer data applications that are richer in features that require, databases perhaps at the back end. All these things, continue to drive storage. I don't recall the numbers, but there's a nice straight line over the next, 5 to 10 years where storage needs only increase. They never actually go down. In the consumer market, of course, it's driven by devices such as, digital cameras, digital camcorders, online video, iTunes, MP3s. Your average home is beginning to, in the next couple of years, we'll see 1 terabyte to 2 terabytes of data.
That's amazing. That's quite a lot of data. What was Intel's underlying philosophy in developing products for this market segment? Is it different than what we would design for the data center?
Absolutely. So, key differentiators in this market are price, of course, very price sensitive. We've got to get it cheap enough so that our customers can compete with other silicon providers as well as other system providers. The other was, it's got to be easy to use. When you use the term server or data center to users in the small business area or in the small office, home office, or even in the home, their eyes glaze over. So this technology had to be easy, it had to be cheap, and it had to be reliable because our message has been data protection is important. If you lose your data, your business could be out, your personal life could be affected. So those three goals, those three vectors are what we drive towards.
And I guess what we would use here is I use the mother principle of what my mother would be able to deploy. Can you tell us about the user interface and how this particular product works? What are the advantages in terms of moving to a discrete storage solution versus just utilizing a larger hard drive in your system?
Absolutely. So let's kind of step back for a second and look at maybe the, let's look at the consumer market to follow your mother principle, right? So your typical home now is beginning to get that second and third PC. And what's happening is you're getting data being stored on multiple desktop PCs. The fear is that any desktop PC's crash of a hard drive, or even of, like you suggested, an external hard drive that they attach to one of these PCs, if they crash, your data is gone. And your data could be simply irreplaceable. We're talking wedding pictures, kids' pictures, so on, video, iTunes. If you lose your data, you know, Apple has made it very clear, you'd have to pay for it all over again. So the idea with a centralized storage appliance is you plug this in into your network. You are now going to back up automatically. And I'll get to how that happens in a second. But you're going to back up the contents of your PC, and you can define what contents are, to this device. This device uses multiple technologies, one being RAID, where a single disk failure is recoverable. So you can actually lose a hard drive in the storage device. The device comes in with four drives. You can lose a hard disk, and you're still going to be fine. The message to the market is your data is valuable. Here is a simple device, literally plug and play. Once you plug it in, it'll seek out your PCs on your network, will back it up automatically, and will continually keep it backed up. So the loss of a single PC is not going to be disastrous.
And where are we going with storage technologies next in terms of delivery of the next level of products to the industry?
Our goal is to, you know, be a market leader in this space. We obviously have competitors there, but these are some of the early adopters. So our goal over the next few years is to make sure that Intel silicon and Intel systems are recognized as being the most reliable, the most cost-effective, may not be the cheapest, but the most cost-effective, and overall the best solution to our customers. So we're here to stay. It's a great market to be in. It's going to grow dramatically. I mean, right now the growth is projected in North America and Europe, but we see that going to be huge in Asia as those populations begin to get that second PC. The second PC in the home, the second PC in the small business, that's the trigger point for a centralized storage device.
This week we were here with Ran Karup. He heads up storage system delivery and the entry-level space for Intel. That was fantastic.
Thank you, Allison.
Tune in next week for another edition of Chip Chat.